KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies and 0 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 12. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Red Oak made a stop at Atlantic Tuesday morning as part of her 99-county tour of Iowa. Ernst toured Mala Engine Components Incorporated. While in Atlantic, she was asked about the ongoing murders and threat posed by ISIS and what the U.S.'s role should be in the fight.
What I would like to see is encouragement of those countries that are in the region stepping up and contributing to this battle against ISIS. So we would like to see more action from the Egyptians, from the Jordanians, from the Turks. We would love to see them engaging in this. There may come a time when we need to have serious discussion about American troops on ground, but until then, I really would like to see those partners in the Middle East step up their ground game.
She also expressed her concerns about the continued deadlock in the Republican-controlled Senate over the funding for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Ernst claims Senate Democrats refused to cooperate in getting the bill through Congress.
We have offered to bring the bill up, and they certainly can put amendments or attempt to put amendments on the bill, which is the normal course of action, but they are refusing to do that. So, unfortunately, we don't know how this is going to end. I would like to see Homeland Security funded by the end of the month.
And when asked about the comparisons between herself and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Ernst said she sees herself as an independent thinker and will do what's right for the state of Iowa. She said she has no other political aspirations than to serve Iowans.
My future aspirations, to be a really great United States Senator.
Her visit to Atlantic was the first stop of the day. Ernst's other stops included Quality Machine in Audubon and the Guthrie County Hospital. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley will headline a fundraiser for the Pottawatomie County Democrats next month. O'Malley spokeswoman Liz Smith said Tuesday that he'll attend the event March 21st in Council Bluffs. O'Malley had already announced plans to appear at a Scott County Democratic Party dinner in Davenport on March the 20th. O'Malley is considered a possible 2016 Democratic presidential contender. He made several visits to Iowa before the 2014 midterm elections. O'Malley will also be making stops in South Carolina and Kansas in the coming weeks. The Atlantic City Council this evening is expected to act on committing $31,000 toward a construction of a trail around Lake Number 2 at the Shelburg Recreation Area. During their meeting a couple of weeks ago, Dave Chase with Nishta Valley Trails asked the council to consider $50,000 to help from the Troublesome Creek Connector Trail project, which would be a match to funds already raised by the Trails Group since December and would connect the Lake Number 2 Trail to the Atlantic Municipal Utilities Wellhead Trail. No action was taken on the request at that time. Atlantic Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring requests the council commit $31,000, or 20% of the cost of the Lake Number 2 project, which is expected to run $154,000 altogether. In other business, the council tonight will hold a public hearing on the sale of Lot A in the Southern Heights Subdivision 2nd Edition. A hearing on the matter was originally set for February 4th, but it was tabled so that an appraisal of the property could be completed in the public's interest and that the property is sold at fair market value. While an appraisal has been conducted, with the land being valued at $1,620, the hearing will allow the public to comment on the proposed sale. Afterward, the council will act on a resolution authorizing the sale of the property, which was originally given to the city by developer Don Sontag when the old plat called for a street to be located on the land. Since that time, the area has been replatted and the street no longer exists. The council will also act on setting March the 4th as the date for a public hearing on the adoption of the proposed fiscal year 2016 capital improvement plan. The improvements will be accomplished through the sale of $1.58 million in general obligation bonds. A resolution setting March the 4th as the date for a public hearing on the issuance of a bond that will incur indebtedness on the part of the city and taxpayers will also be acted on by the council this evening, along with an order to adopt the proposed fiscal year 2016 budget, and the setting of March the 4th as the date a public hearing on the budget before its final approval. As it stands, the budget amounts to just over $9 million. Prior to adjournment for the evening, the council will go into closed session under Iowa Code to discuss the job performance of interim city administrator John Lund. The city council's meeting begins at 5:30 in their chambers at City Hall. And several Southwest Iowa communities have received grants totaling $203,000 through Mid-American Energy's Trees Please program. The cities include Council Bluffs, Farragut, Macedonia, Marnie, Modale, Randolph, Red Oak, Shelby, and the Glenwood Tree Board. Each of those entities received funds to promote energy efficiency and environmental beautification through the planting of trees. Council Bluffs received $20,000. The other cities received $1,000 each. Tina Yoder, Energy Efficiency Manager for Mid-American Energy, said the trees serve as a natural windbreak, while at the same time providing shade to home and businesses, creating an energy-efficient environment. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.